boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Last night was a late night because I went and saw the Jonas Brothers. But before they got on stage, they had two opening acts, and one of them was Boys Like Girls.
Classic.
And you remember them for a couple songs, including The Great Escape.
My emo phase. In middle school. Don't even tell me. That's
no,
what it
me
was.
Too, me too. I was like, oh, girl, look at me.
It's like pop punk, you know, yeah. I was super hard.
I know how to scream.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even scream. But yeah, they opened for the Jonas Brothers, and they did something last night that I think other artists should really take notes of Boys Like Girls. And that is, they said, we're going to perform this song. The first 30 seconds is for your phone. After that, it's for you. And immediately, they go into the chorus of The Great Escape. And I look, the entire arena, everybody had their phone out and was like, oh my God, I grew up to the song, my emo phase.
Yeah.
And they had their phone out and they're like taking it of the chorus. And then chorus gets done about 30 seconds later and they were like, okay, phone's down. This one's for you. Mm-hmm. We want to hear you screaming. We want you to go back to like, I think 2012 and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not joking. I was higher up so I could kind of see the crowd a little bit more. There was only like five people who weren't following the instructions, and that's on them, but they didn't want to follow the instructions. The rest of the room was like, yes, I want to be in the moment. Imagine if other artists did this. Like, they gave us 30 seconds of the chorus to record, and then was like, okay, now let's get to the song.
Live in the moment.
Live in the moment. I don't think every artist could do this, because, like, Taylor Swift, she puts on a whole freaking, you know, dancing, performance and everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, surprises here and there. And people do want to get a recording of that. Same thing with, like, Sabrina Carpenter. But, like, Post Malone, and that's no diss, I think he'd be great because he just stands there
mm-hmm.
and sings. I want to get the chorus of him crying to a song, and after
right.
that, I'll be crying with him.
I feel like those artists, though, like, who are the vocalists, Adele, Post mm-hmm. Malone, people like that who don't have, like, the people dancing
yep.
and fireworks and all the things, it's like potty training for concerts. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Somebody's got to start it, and then people will be like, whoa, after I put my phone away, it was way more fun. And then we stopped pulling our phones out at concerts, maybe.
I want you to know that when they did that and they said, put the phones away, I have never, ever heard a louder concert in my entire life. And I've been to Taylor Swift. The people went freaking nuts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if more artists did this, people are going to blow your ears out.
It's potty training. We got the pull-ups on right now. We got to keep up the repetition, and then we'll finally get out of diapers.
You were at the Jonas Brothers concert last night. I feel you. I'm a little tired. But mostly, I think we're a little frustrated with Boys Like Girls because they punked us last night.
The opener punked you?
Mm-hmm. If you're a Swiftie, we are not well. If you don't remember, Boys Like Girls did a song with Taylor Swift.
Two is better than one.
You remember?
Don't even test me. I loved that song.
She's like, my emo phase is coming back.
Baby, two
is better than one. Okay, so they're singing it. They're in the moment.
And they're like, bring out Taylor Swift?
Taylor. It gets to the Taylor Swift part, and they turn. They turn to where people come out
mm-hmm.
of backstage, and they go, we'd like to introduce our best friend, Taylor, just kidding. She's not here tonight.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm
foul.
Telling you, the crowd freaking lost it. They were like, screw you.
That's
not fair after the
foul.
Friday we just had.
Right.
Don't
I mean,
do that.
Did you really think she was going to come to
no.
Iowa?
Well, no. But yes, but
at least bring out a look-alike or something. A cardboard cutout. That would be funny.
Dress your security guard up as her.
Oh, I'm sorry that you were so upset by that.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I really feel like we're back in the 2010s. And I'm not mad about it because I always see people.
Is it because I was just at a Boys Like Girls?
That. And McDonald's Monopoly is back.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know.
I grew up on this.
Same, dude. Because honestly, I grew up in Anamosa. The only fast food place we had was McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So when Monopoly came around, it was like, oh, we got to go get it
yep.
so that, you know, I'll have a free medium fry for next week
or
after the football game.
Win $1 million and get the heck out of Anamosa. Yeah, no, same. We had Hardee's and then Hardee's left and McDonald's came
mm-hmm.
in, you know? Same thing in my small town.
It's back after a hiatus, which I guess I didn't realize how long it went on and how long they went on a break. So McDonald's Monopoly, like, giveaway thingy where they have the stickers on the cup that you peel off, and then it's a Monopoly property. It started in 1987.
Shut up.
I know.
When I was two.
I didn't even know.
Were you born
1987? You weren't born either.
I was not born
close.
Yet.
Yikes.
Whoa, even further.
Before we were born. And then it went on until 2014, which is why we remember, you know, high school, middle school times. Then it ended because of scandalous activities, like FBI involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been gone ever since, but now they're bringing it back. And I cannot wait. It's the same thing where it's crazy prizes, like I think it's $1 million for one winner.
I'm going to get out of here.
Cars, trips, all the things. And I feel I have something to live for. McDonald's, low-key doing it right in 2025. Okay, brought back the snack wraps. Brought back the Monopoly.
Can I tell you two things?
Please.
One, I finally, for the first time in my life, had a snack wrap last night.
And
it was good. I don't know why I waited 30 years of my life.
I don't know why you did either.
And number two, I did participate in Monopoly already.
And, okay, what was the, did you get
anything?
I went
at 1 a.m. and I was like, Monopoly's here, right? Okay, I was
bullied
coming.
Them an hour into the promotion being live.
It just was convenient that I was coming back from a Jonas Brothers concert, okay, and I was very hungry. It wasn't that I was there at 1 o'clock being like, I want to play Monopoly and win. And I did. I got whatever's the green one. I got an avenue of some sort. Need two more, so if you get a green one, please send it my way. I'd love to get. It's $10,000 shopping spree to Lowe's. I need it. Let me tell you, as a new homeowner, if you get two more, let me know. Can you go to McDonald's for me today?
Yeah, I'm actually down for a McChicken.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You know how, like, around Christmas, you just love to hop in the car with some hot cocoa and just look for all the cool Christmas lights and displays?
It's one of my favorite things.
Why wait? Why?
Okay.
What if we did this in Halloween? People be putting out sick displays. I mean, I literally have a graveyard down the street.
Oh.
Not real, obviously fake.
I was, thanks for clarifying. I was screeching this weekend anytime that I saw any like orange, purple, green lights because I'm like, oh, they've got something going on over there. I gotta drive by because it's so fun seeing everybody's like creative Halloween decorations and displays.
I need to see the lights. I need to see the blowed up
inflatables.
Inflatables. And I need to know, do you have a 12-foot skeleton?
Mm.
Do you?
I've yet to see one.
That was a little demonic.
The spirit's just taken over you.
It really has. Well, we want to know if you've got a cool display, however small, large, whatever size it is, you can actually tell us where your display is at.
Yeah, so that everybody can enjoy it because you put in all that work to hang it up and get up on the roof and whatever it took. So we have this thing called the Eerie Address. It's on KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. And we're basically building a map of all of the best local Halloween displays. So if you have one, we need you to share it with us.
Yeah, like you said, KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. Go under features if you're at KZIA.com, and then you just click on the Eerie Address book, and you could submit your address now so that people can come by on the weekends and see your 12-foot skeleton or whatever you got. And if you want to, like, you know, start building your map, you can also go to KZIA.com. But first, we need addresses.
Hit us up. We want all the spookiest, creepiest, ghoulish. Destiny's bullying me into spending $300.
Yes, I am.
I'm tattling. No, you're not bullying me, but you are heavily, heavily trying to influence me into buying an espresso machine.
Girl, it will be the best $300 you have ever spent on your entire life.
You have.
And as someone who has a financial advisor, they may say no to $300, but I think that if they look at the long term, they will say yes.
It's an investment, as they say. You've had yours a couple months.
Girl, when we lived at the old apartment, so yeah.
And you've been hyping it up ever since then, like all the fancy coffees that you make.
I come in and you're like, oh, what coffee shop did you come from? And I said, my house.
Yeah, it looks profesh. It does.
That's at me, espresso.
Yes, it is. Yikes.
I wanted to. I had to.
And funny enough, it's something that my boyfriend Curly brought up. I don't know, in the last month for the first time being like, I really think we should get an espresso machine. Mm-hmm. Because, not to throw him under the bus, he goes through the drive-thrus more than I do. More than I do.
Stop that man.
It's bad.
Okay, the money he would be spending on espresso coffee is the money he could be buying you a ring with. A house with.
Okay, that's what he's been saying. He's like, I think I would. Mm-hmm. It would be so good. I wouldn't go through the drive-thrus as much. And I'm like, okay, but you have to still make it. We have a coffee maker right now. He just doesn't use it. Fine. You let me know. I mean, there's so many deals going on at all of the stores right now because they're competing. And you have been sending me TikToks relentlessly that your coffee maker is like 50% off.
Uh-huh.
Or your espresso machine, sorry.
The and Ninja Lux Cafe, in case you're wondering.
I'm tempted because I'm like, well, if there's a time to do it, it's now. Also, that would make me like girlfriend of the year.
It would.
Because I'm...
Girl, well, you going to get that rock.
Well, I mean, nah, I don't know about that, but... I'm like, okay, I have a couple of options. I could let him, I haven't told him about it. You sent me like 8 TikToks in the last 48 hours. I haven't told him that it's on that ridiculously good sale. So I could be like, hey, do you want to split it? Like, this is a really good price. This is a good time for us to buy one. Or do I surprise him and eat the cost? We have our anniversaries.
Do you have the money to eat the cost? Because if that's
what,
the
do
case-
I ever have the money to eat any cost? Come on now.
If so, I do like the idea of I win. I bought you this espresso maker.
Surprise.
I listen. Oh, they
but
love
I
to
always
hear that.
Be listening. When's it my turn to talk?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
This is what I'm talking about.
Is it what I think you're talking about?
The gloomy fall weather.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
It is time.
Bring them pumpkins. Who am I kidding? We've already had the pumpkin spice out. But now it's time for the soup and to not be judged. The sweaters and Uggs and not be judged.
Oh my God. Okay, so I've made the soup. I've been making the cozy pastas. I've been wearing sweatshirts because it's freezing in this building constantly. But I walked outside today to go to my car and come into this building. And for the first time, I was not sweating my butt off wearing a sweatshirt.
I was cold. Oh, I was cold.
It's so nice.
I had my heat on in the car. Did you?
I had my bun warmer on.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
This is peak happiness.
Those girls in the afternoon, we were at our all-time happiness.
Remember this moment.
Check in December. But
I was just going to say, remember this moment when we are crying and complaining that it's too cold all of a sudden.
On Halloween, those girls in the afternoon, we're going trick-or-treating. And if you catch us, you're going to get yourself a treat.
But if we get away, you got tricked.
And we got your candy.
We're hitting the streets because we're like, we want to relive the best part of childhood, which was trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
But if we show up to your house, you have the task of being like, it's you. You've been caught. Otherwise, we are going to walk away with that full-sized Reese's candy bar.
Oh, my God. That was a good option. I was thinking full-size M&Ms, but good option there.
Both are great. I'll take either. Happily.
If you want us to stop by your house this Halloween, because you're going to be handing out candy to the kiddos in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. and we might be one of those adult kids that you see.
Mm.
You got to go to KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. And check out Tricked or Treat. You could submit your address to let us know that you're going to be home on Halloween night. And we might be stopping by because you have been selected on our haunted hit list.
Mm-hmm. You never know if we're going to show up or not.
We won't let you know.
You just have to keep one eye peeled on Halloween night.
Is that Destiny? Is she Harry Potter?
Is that what you're going to be? Don't reveal anything.
After getting home from the release party of those girls.
Close.
The release party of Life of a Showgirl. There's two girls here. Mm-hmm. We had a party on air, and then I went and saw the movie, the release party at theaters. I came home and I was like, I'm going to dedicate so many hours to TikTok. And I am going to just watch videos of what people are saying about the album, but also the Swifties they've already done their FBI investigation guaranteed, and they're going to have full theories. Mm-hmm. And I want to know all of it because this is like, we don't have any gossip in this, but we need more gossip in this building mm-hmm. for me to not dedicate my entire life to this. So I was like, I don't have any gossip. Taylor Swift is my gossip now. She's like the hot thing in the town. I need mm-hmm. to know everything. So we're not going to talk about how many hours I was on TikTok, but it was a lot.
I'm concerned because I got
probably 100.
I think I opened up my TikTok on Saturday and it was at 18. I'm not kidding.
Well, I don't even know what all I sent you because I went down a rabbit hole. I mean, to the point that I'm like, is the rep vault coming out? Like the vault tracks like this week.
I mean, you sent me something about like Michael Jackson yes! tie-ins.
Oh my God. I went down such a rabbit hole that Taylor Swift is picking up where Michael Jackson left off on the Dangerous Tour. And so there's so much more that could be happening. Girl, I don't know where my brain is left, but it's gone because I went through so many theories.
I love how different we are.
Why? What'd you do? Did you do that?
No, I mean, I had some Taylor on my TikTok. I didn't spend a bunch of time because we are not the same. I binge watched the new Ed Gein Netflix.
Who?
Like series, serial killer.
God, we are so opposite.
I went on TikTok and I learned more about that. So while you looked at like glitter and ooh, Taylor Swift and love.
And there could be vault tracks from Reputation and you're like, murder.
And it was like murder and wearing people's skin.
What? Ew.
Sorry.
Last night at the Jonas Brothers concert, I was getting yelled at by a group of girls two rows behind me.
I feel like you're kind of like a rule, like a concert mm-hmm. etiquette followers, mm-hmm. so that's a little surprising to me.
Through and through. It had nothing to do with my etiquette. I was a very good girl at the concert.
Oh, good.
No, before they got on and before any of the opening acts got on, I have my push notifications on for two people on Instagram. That is Post Malone, for obvious reasons.
Of course.
And Taylor Swift, because anytime that woman posts, it breaks the internet, and I need to know why.
Right.
So, between leaving the car, getting into the venue, grabbing a drink, and sitting in our seat, I see Taylor Swift has added to her story, and I'm like, oh dear God, what is mother doing now? My heart can't handle this. So I'm popping on. And as I'm scrolling, I literally said to my sister, as I'm trying to get through her stories, I go, God, if there's anything I regret about this new album, Life of a Showgirl, it's I regret not getting the orange cardigan. Because you know how like she has like cardigans to go with the albums, mm-hmm. right? I've never bought one before, but I regret not getting this one. I get to the next, and I'm not even kidding, 2 seconds later, I get to the next story from Taylor Swift, and it's, surprise, shop now. I click on the link and she has put the cardigan back on her website. I was like, oh my God, it's a sign from the Swiftie gods.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I can't get my phone to work for the life of me. I'm in a venue full of people. It's just not working. So I'm like, oh my God, I need this cardigan. So I asked my sister, she's trying to help me. Two rows behind me, of course they can see my phone. I'm trying to get holding my phone up in the air like I'm trying to get service. About 10 minutes later, I hear them yelling, get the cardigan! Just do it! And I'm like, what's happening? They were yelling at me and my sister, because she also was wanting to get one too, to buy the cardigan. I mean, talk about peer pressure.
Did you say anything back?
I was like, really? And they were like, yeah! The concert's already happening. And
are you kidding me?
No! Frankie Jonas is on. I'm like, should I? They're like, yeah! And then they threw a friendship bracelet down at me and my sister. I was like, it's a sign. We have to. So we did it. It was the most $80 I've been peer pressured into in my entire... Yes, Taylor, it's not cheap. It was stupid. I might have buyer's remorse. I don't care. I need this.
I am scared. I'm not going to tell you anything about
don't
this cardigan.
Don't yell at me to tell me to buy a cardigan. I'll probably buy it.
I'm going to start yelling at you to buy me things.
A couple weeks ago, I made this wild, I don't know what you want to call it, pack or bet with my boyfriend, Neighbor Man. Every 7 hours you get to game, I get $100 after that.
I still cannot believe he ever agreed to that.
He did. And I honestly kind of forgot about it to be quite honest with you. I made the bet, forgot about it. On Saturday, he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm probably going to go to Target. Because I just need to pop in those earbuds and listen
me time.
To Life of a Showgirl and just black out at Target.
Right.
And he goes, oh, okay, here you go. Here's $100 I owe you anyways for gaming. I'm like, Oh, we're really doing
wow.
that. Girl, you ain't gonna believe what I spent $100 on. You have any bets?
No, I don't know. Snacks?
Yes. Not a single good thing. Can I be honest with you? I spent that $100 on things that was already on my list. It was like I needed eyeliner, I needed setting spray and setting powder. So I don't really count that as treating myself because I was already going to buy that.
Right.
If I didn't have the $100, okay? So I got everything that was on the grocery list and my own list. The only thing that I got outside that list were two things. Blush, that was not originally on my list. Ooh, wow.
She went crazy.
I went wild. And the second thing was, I was in the Halloween section, and they had this cute little, like, snackle box, but it said Boo in it, and you could put little treats in it. And you know how we have the eerie address page on our website where you can go and look at people's Halloween decorations, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, cool. I'll have this cute little snackle box for snacks when we go and look at Halloween decorations. Cute little date night for the two of us. I spent most of that $100 on that box and candy and treats to go in it. Mm. I literally spent it on the both of us. The only thing I bought for myself was blush. I literally don't know how to spoil myself. It is so bad.
I mean, you could let him use the blush.
And then I really didn't spoil myself.
Yeah, and then he can give you more hundreds of dollars. I do fear that I was outed for being a fraud this weekend.
I could have told you that.
Well, yeah, but that's our secret. Out in public. Come on now. So, you know, I am a Vikings fan by association.
Yes.
Not that I have, I mean, I don't, you know me, I don't care. I've never had
an NFL
team.
You don't even know who the quarterback is.
You're darn tootin' right. I don't. I have no idea.
Who's the head coach? Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
So, yeah, Vikings fan by association.
However, I try to be a supportive girlfriend because it's my boyfriend Curly's team. So, I've gotten some of the gear. I got the T-shirts and sweatshirts and things. And they played on Sunday. So, I had a T-shirt on, ran out to get groceries. And as I got out of my car in the parking lot, a man in a vehicle with windows down goes, "Hey, go Vikes!" Because they had just won.
Mm-hmm.
I panicked. I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I turned around and I went, "Yeah!" And then I kept walking.
Girl.
What was I supposed? I'm a fraud. Mm-hmm. And he knew in that moment I was fraudulent.
Dude, that stuff happens to me all the time if I wear Hawkeye gear.
Uh-huh. Well, that is easy. Go Hawks. I know that.
No! They'll be like, if I wear Hawkeye gear or even Vikings too, because again, fan by association because of my dad. If I'm out in public, they'll be like, "Oh, what'd you think of the Hawks game?" And I'm like, "Oh, they played."
Oh, yeah.
Dude, oh, they played?
I feel like I need to just only wear it in the privacy of my home from now on.
Because people be asking you questions. Be prepared.
We're frauds.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, there's a hot new reality TV show everybody's talking about on TikTok, but it's
actually the reality shows on TikTok, or people are talking about it on TikTok.
People are talking about it on TikTok. It's actually not a show at all. I'm not talking about Love is Blind or Love Island or nothing of the sort. There is a bar in Florida who's live streaming every single night, and people are watching it like a reality TV show.
The words I could say right now. Oh, heck yes.
Dude,
watched it?
I have stumbled across. Okay. I've seen people's reactions to it on TikTok. So if you want to look into it, I think they live stream on YouTube. And it's called the Elbow Broom Bar. It's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, even better. It's Florida.
They literally set up like a camera or a phone or whatever, and they just record their dance floor. And you can see tables, and they just live stream throughout the entire night. So people are watching and they're coming up with storylines. They're coming up with nicknames, Curly Mustache or whatever. And they're like, those two are flirting. Ooh, those two are maybe getting a little spicy on the dance floor. And just watching their night unfold at the bar, going out in college, that was one of my favorite things, was just people watching at the bar, seeing people like flirting from across the room. Mm-hmm. Ooh, maybe there's a little beef. Ooh, that girl doesn't like that girl. It's so fun that now I'm like, I need to get on and I need to watch this live stream.
My question is, will we have another Coldplay moment.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Somebody caught cheating.
Uh-huh.
On the live stream.
They're macking on the dance floor and a girl goes, wait a minute.
That's my man.
That's my man. He's the CEO.
He's the CEO of another, another astronomy company. That's so weird.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Tomorrow, Taylor is not going to be broadcasting live in studio in the 5 o'clock hour. No, no, no. Tomorrow, she's going to be at Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah. Four. Marcy's last trash dash broadcast.
Let's catch you up if you have no idea what we're talking about. We have a private group on Facebook. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad, where if you haven't joined, by the way, you can still join. Hit request now on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But people post their fitness journey, whether that's like going to the gym or, you know, running around with the kids in the backyard. It could look like anything. And somebody who has been consistent since day one is Marcy, who's one of our street teamers.
Yes.
Here at Z102.9. She's been doing the Mount Trashmore Challenge, which you go up and down Mount Trashmore 140 times, and that's equivalent to the height of Mount Everest, yep. I should say. She needs to do her final lap up Mount Trashmore.
We've been seeing her do it from the time the page started this summer to now, and she's had people join her on her climbs over the summertime. She's been posting about it. So we're like, we got to celebrate this milestone for Street Teamer Marcy. So it's happening tomorrow, 5 o'clock. I'll be broadcasting live from the bottom of Mount Trashmore as Marcy makes her final ascent and descent.
Up Mount Trashmore. Celebrate with us and Marcy on air. Obviously, we've got KZIA.com. Mm. We've got the free Z102.9 radio app. You can always listen on your smart speaker device and also on your radio. But if you want to go and cheer Marcy on, whether that is down at the bottom of Mount Trashmore with Taylor and doing some cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been thinking about some?
Just reminded me after a weekend brain. But yes, we're going to have a great time cheering her on at the bottom. Or if you want to walk with her, she is so down to have support all the way up.
She would die from happiness. So we would love to have you join us tomorrow at the 5 on the 5. We're starting this right at 5.
Yes, we are.
It is Marcy's
last trash dash broadcast. It was a really big deal last year when my boyfriend's family let me be in their family photos. Mm-hmm. And it's about that time again. I get to be involved. I got the invite, which is nice to feel included, of course, but I'm scared of the outcome this year. So last year it was, okay, we're all going to wear, I think it was jeans and leather jackets. I'm like, oh, great. This is so easy. This year, I asked my boyfriend, Curly, which, by the way, apparently he's known about this for quite some time.
Oh, they always do.
And he just let me know that they are next week. Okay, so great. My immediate
a lot of time to shop, Taylor.
Yeah, well, yes. And I ask immediately, of course, what's the vibe? What's the dress code? What's everybody wearing? And he goes, I don't know. My mom was saying that we should decide because we both are into like clothes and stuff. I'm like, whoa, now. There's a lot of men in your family. It's his dad, him and his brother, and then his mom. I don't know what boys have. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I could say to girls, okay, we're going to wear neutral sweaters and we'd all figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's in their closets. Like, his brother lives with us, and I see him in golf clothes most of the time.
Oh, dear God. Not the golf clubs. Golf clothes.
Both. So I'm like, you need to do something, but I need you to tell me what you decide on because I need to make sure I have something.
I mean this in the most respectful way. How stupid do you think his idea will get?
Well, I don't know, because I was like, what have you guys done in the past? Obviously, I was in last year, and it was leather jackets. And he was telling me they've done, like, jean jackets before. They had done vests, maybe. And I'm like,
okay, so
what about pajamas? I don't know.
My only thought was maybe he'd be like, okay, we're doing Minnesota Vikings. And, that would infuriate his mother. I'm just saying, is like, that is,
well, no,
is that a stupid thought that he might put out
you
there?
You have me a little dumbfounded because I'm like, what will he come
if
up
I can
with?
Come up with it, I know he going to come up
like
with
like bro tanks?
Oh, dear God.
the end is near.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
For some reason, Taylor told me it's National Boyfriend Day.
I just wanted to hear that song.
I knew it. That was the only reason why.
My plot worked.
I knew it. I should have known better. So in honor of
Sucker.
As someone who just loves getting gifts, this really sucks for me today.
Like buying them? You're not going to buy him anything.
No.
Pish posh.
Yeah, you're right. I meant I love getting gifts. So this sucks. I wanted it to be a day about
because it's not about you.
Exactly. So, tonight's trivia question. A new poll says that women in a relationship wait at least a month before they do this. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
What are they waiting to do with their boyfriend?
I don't know. Some of us are a little mysterious and don't let it all hang out right on the first date.
Jeez Louise, what are you hanging out with?
Well, I don't mean any, like, I mean, like,
you
I don't know.
You are digging a hole. Go on.
I am awkward.
That's what I thought. New poll says that women in a relationship wait at least a month before they do this. What is it?
You're talking to the person who was literally scared to speak to boys for the first probably 19 years of my life, so.
How's it working for you today?
Did
you know I
believe it
ordered
at that.
Some men? Men? I'm just kidding, they're not here.
You know what? There
you
was,
did start looking. Why did you look?
Because there was a man out there.
Oh, is it Isaac?
Hi, Isaac.
He's probably like, why is she saying men are coming in? He's probably like, where's the men?
Right on time. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I'm having a hard time acknowledging it.
Well, to be fair, I didn't do my due diligence either because I didn't. Today's National Boyfriend Day, okay?
Yeah, let's just talk about it. And we suck as girlfriends because we totally forgot to. You didn't get him a card, did you? I know you did.
I'm going to let him pick dinner.
Oh, wow. And he's going to pay for it, isn't he?
Ooh.
It's his turn.
What if I. You know what would be really generous of me?
What? You let him have the extra roll?
No, I'll go pick it up.
Oh,
that's really
God
generous. I always make him go pick it up, whether it's sushi or pizza or whatever takeout we want to do, because that's what we normally do on Friday nights. He's the go-getter. So for National Boyfriend Day, I could probably be the go-getter. And that's my gift.
But he's still going to pay for it?
Well, if he offers.
Oh, my God.
You know,
we are really
never going to turn that down. Not even on National Boyfriend Day.
Yeah, because that means I can get some more more extra lattes than I was expecting, you know?
I'll order us an extra side of, like, cheese curds or something on your dime, because I love you, sweetie.
Happy National Boyfriend Day.
You're the best.
And in honor of that, tonight's trivia question in a new poll says that women in relationships wait at least a month before they do this. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3482 said burp in front of them.
Oh, yeah. I hold all the burpees, the tooties, all those things.
You know, I... TMI. Let me preface.
Girl, you never TMI.
Dude, I have a secret skill. I can, like, I'd be burping, okay? If I want to. Loudly.
I don't know if I've ever heard you burp.
No, because I mean, it's gross. Who does that in public? Not me. But... And he always asks, he's like, I need to know the wrath that lives inside of you. But when he's around, I can't do it. I could chug an entire Coca-Cola and I'm like silent. It's weird. I'm ready to release the Kraken. But it, my
I
body
think it's gonna happen one day, and it's gonna be like when you're giving birth.
I guess or something. I haven't thought about that.
It's gonna be like it something. One day, I don't like out of the blue.
Maybe. I look forward to that day.
Or like maybe one day when you're sleeping, all of a sudden. I don't know.
I'm just saying. I'm ready for it to happen.
Oh, you do want it to happen.
Well, it's been far past a month. If you would have asked me when we within the first month of us dating, I would have been like, absolutely not. I'd rather die.
But now she's ready.
Yes.
To let it.
That's true love.
1024 said, let them ride in their car.
Mm-hmm. See the mess.
Well, yeah, no one needs to. I'm growing like.
I gotta know, as a woman who has a filthy car, respectfully,
me?
Did you let neighbor man see your boyfriend inside your car? How long did that take?
Right away. He also had a messy car.
Oh, okay.
I knew he had a messy car. I was like, it's time for you to see my car. Welcome. I'm growing scientific experiments for the University of Iowa, and they don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm. Fun guy.
But I'm going to drop it off at their door.
Okay.
And yeah, his car's worse than
mine.
Well,
that is actually really concerning.
That's called love, baby. I found my soulmate.
I guess you did.
When
yeah.
I saw his car, I'm like, we're going to get married one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's so gross. Sam said to meet their family.
He made me wait.
Yeah.
No, I remember. We were running errands that day. So you know, of course, you're like not cute. Your hair's up.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking like a rat and a half. And yeah. He just pulled up.
He ambushed you.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, we're going to go meet my mom today. I'm like, no, we are not. I look like a rat.
Mm.
I was so mad. I was so mad. But she loves me, so that's all that matters.
Worked out.
I think.
As far as you know.
A new poll says that women in relationships wait at least a month before they do this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs.
No, I got to figure out a way to get you to burp.
I know. Normally a big old soda. Give me a 2-liter, elf style.
Oh, yeah. With the spaghetti and everything.
I might yak.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Happy National Boyfriend Day, but also happy Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl Day.
You know what it also is? It's Mean Girls Day. Forgot about that. It's October 3rd.
He asked me what day it was. It's October 3rd.
There's so much going on today. Wow.
Oh, my God. Screw the boyfriend day.
I don't know. We picked the boyfriend day. Dang it.
Anyways, well, in honor of National Boyfriend Day, we did do a trivia question about that. A new poll says that women in a relationship wait at least a month before they do this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
let their boyfriend see them without makeup.
Yeah. Probably.
No, that's 100% for me. I'm like,
at least the bare minimum. Eyebrows and mascara.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed with my full face beat, you know?
Dude. And then you'd wake up and you'd be like, God, I have to look gorgeous because I fell asleep with it on. And then you go to the bathroom and you're like,
uh-huh.
Is she okay? I look like middle school me going through my emo phase.
Uh-huh. And then you come back to bed and you're like, okay, make the hair look good. And then you're like, oh my God, I just woke up.
Slept amazing.
And you're like gloss on your lips. Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, is it dewy in here?
Do you think they know? Do you guys realize that?
Yeah, do you? Can you just text us?
And like, you just don't say anything because that's really nice. Let us have our moment.
Like, please. Do you think they do notice? They're like,
I don't want to know. My feelings are already hurt.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.